Today is Read Across America Day, established in 1998 by the National Education Association to get students of all ages excited about reading. So we thought it was a good time to ask this. Have you picked up a book for young adults recently? If so, you may have noticed a trend that occurred to the nephew of one of our producers. There's usually a romance involving the main character. That's true with a lot of YA lit, whether it's a book that addresses racial issues like The Hate U Give, a thriller like Firekeeper's Daughter, or science fiction like the Divergent book series. So that got us wondering, does every young adult fiction book have to have a romance? If so, why? And is that what teenagers really want to read? So we've reached out to Juanita Giles. She's the director of the Virginia Children's Book Festival. She's been a guest on the show a number of times. And Juanita, welcome back. It's good to have you.
It's so nice to be back. Thank you for having me.
So you've been doing some digging into this subject. Is there a lot of romance in young adult fiction?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And oh, yes, have I done some digging. I personally thought it would be a pretty easy question to answer. But then I started to talk to all sorts of people. I talked to teens. I talked to parents and teachers. I talked to a neurologist, professors, authors, librarians. And surprisingly, they all shared similar views about romance in YA in that it's everywhere and it's not necessarily what kids want.
See, that's really interesting. I want to talk to you about that because it could be argued that these books are for teenagers. So isn't this what they want?
Well, so I will say that even the teens I talked to were very clear that, yes, romance is on their minds. They were very, very clear about that. But if there's one thing that really anybody who's ever been a teen knows, it's that teens don't want to be told what they like, and they don't want to be told what they want. I found that what's driving the YA industry in large part is an entirely different age group. And that would be the 20 to 30-year-old women, mostly, are driving the YA market.
Very interesting. So tell me what you learned about them. So it's the 20-something-year-old women who want the romance in the YA lit.
Exactly. Even back in 2017, The Atlantic reported that approximately 55% of YA readers were adults. And NPR reported back in December that it is young women who are driving the market as far as YA literature is concerned. So I think we can look at it a couple of ways. Certainly, these books are written by adults, ostensibly for teenagers, but it's still an adult writing the book. And it almost, in talking to professors and neurologists, it's become sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy in that this age group really enjoyed YA literature for specific reasons at the beginning, but now that they are the market, the publishing industry is writing for what they think that age group wants rather than teens.
Wow, interesting. So are publishers putting pressure on writers to include romance in these books for that older audience?
Well, I would say that I certainly think that it's something that they consider, and I think they consider it very seriously. But in all honesty, ever since teenagers became a group worth marketing to decades ago, every media outlet, whether it's movies or books or television, has always included romance in what they put forward to teens. I remember, of course, as a kid, you know, how many boyfriends did Marcia have on the Brady Bunch? So many. The difference is that YA really didn't become a category until, I would say, Twilight was published. It's vampire themed, but it is absolutely a romance.
Right.
And that opened an entirely new category of literature for publishers. And the irony of it is the YA category is classified as really ages 12 through 18. And that's a really huge difference. I was talking to a father yesterday who remembered taking his son to see Twilight, the movie. And when Robert Pattinson came out on the screen, there was a bunch of screaming and hooting and hollering. And he turned around and it was a bunch of like 50-year-old women. And he remembered thinking, is this for my kid or is this for, who is this for? Like it really sort of knocked him back a little bit.
Yeah, I should say. We should also mention that romance in young adult fiction can be a way of including more diverse characters, right? Can you explain a little bit how that works?
Indeed. So in the past several years, there really has been, you know, a much more broader view of different representations in YA literature, whether it be queer or transgender or interracial or non-binary. It's really been a floodgate opening for different representations. And the teens I talk to especially appreciate that so much. But their concern is that romance is being used as a trope for representation, that these characters can only be characters if they're shown that way through a romantic setting.
Interesting.
And that it narrows the focus of the importance of the lives of those characters. So on one hand, they're really, really appreciative. And on the other hand, they sort of feel like they're being done a disservice.
Right. Now, are there obvious examples here of books that show diverse characters involved in sort of romantic stories that come to mind?
Well, I'm thinking of Aristotle and Dante is a really good one.
And Aristotle and Dante?
Aristotle and Dante Discover the Secrets of the Universe is a gay romance between two teen boys. It's all about their relationship with each other and how they can find each other and then themselves. But romance is absolutely there. Martha Brokenbrow is a YA author, and she has been working on books that show lots of different gender identities, sexual orientation in her books. They really are quite pervasive right now, and it's a wonderful thing to see. But I was told by one teen in particular that they would really love to just read a mystery where there's a lead transgender character who doesn't have a boyfriend or girlfriend and just is transgender, and it doesn't have to be a romance.
Sure. So we've been talking about more diverse characters. I'm curious about who is reading these books in terms of the gender of the reader. Did these appeal more to girls, for example, than younger boys?
Well, I think that that's long been the way the industry has worked. There are many initiatives to have boys begin to read, to keep boys reading, to turn boys into readers. There's the entire reluctant reader movement that's based on getting boys to read. And it seems like these books, the vast majority of YA books, are still focused on the female reader.
Hmm. Do you see this trend of having romance in YA fiction showing any sign of slowing down? Or is it here to stay?
At this point, I really don't see a trend of it slowing down. Now that this category has come into being, it seems like a moneymaker. These romances are a moneymaker. Whomever is driving the market is the one who's going to decide. And let's face it, kids are not the ones who always spend the money.
Right.
It's adults who spend the money.
So I want to come back to these, the original target audience of these books, younger readers, teenagers, who might not be looking for romance in their reading. And I know you've talked to librarians about this issue as well. You know, what do you and they recommend to teenagers who might not be looking for romance in their reading? Any book suggestions?
Well, I would say, first of all, that many teachers and librarians did tell me that they are still recommending Stephen King and Michael Crichton to people to teens who don't want romance. But there are quite a few recommendations that I can make, including All American Boys by Jason Reynolds, A Monster's Call by Patrick Ness, Monday's Not Coming by Tiffany Jackson, of course, Wolf Moon by C.D. Gorey, really anything by Lois Lowry. You could look at Neil Schusterman. They are out there, but you have to do a bit of digging. And so, you know, some of those, I talk to parents and teachers and kids, and a lot of them just sort of go straight to adult books because it seems like they're not as hemmed in. And some of them still read middle grade, because they said that middle grade is much more diverse as far as genre and category than YA.
Well, really interesting. We've been talking about romance and young adult fiction with Juanita Giles, director of the Virginia Children's Book Festival. Juanita, thank you so much for joining us today. We're really very grateful.
Thank you for having me.